Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I'm the weatherman. Thanks for checking into the weathermanpod.com on your Monday. It is the sixth day of the month of May, and we're looking at still some cloud cover across the northeast corridor. The heavy rains that were across Texas and much of the central Mississippi River Valley have drifted a little bit further east now into Kentucky and Tennessee, and eventually heading off towards the northeast. But it does look like generally dry weather in central and southern California. The Four Corners region looking pretty good. Much of Texas looking okay finally. But there is some snow across the Great Basin and into the northern Rockies, northern sections of Idaho, Utah, and also western portions of Montana. And of course, the mountains in central Washington and Oregon. It looks like eventually in Washington and Oregon, there will be occasional rain showers, but it doesn't look like it's too heavy. For aviation interest across the nation, if you're traveling on Monday, no major problems into any of the major hubs like the Atlanta area. Will be some rain showers, but nothing major. Dallas-Fort Worth is also looking pretty good. South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, all decent weather. In the northeast corridor from D.C. all the way up to New York City and up to the Boston area, although a lot of cloud cover, just a little bit of rain. And if there's any thunderstorm action, it'll probably be late at night or in the early morning on Tuesday. But Tuesday does look like a dry day across the northeast corridor. And in Chicago and Minneapolis, St. Paul, looking pretty good. No problems weather-wise there. As mentioned, the West Coast is dried. L.A., San Diego, and San Francisco, rain showers. Up in Seattle, but no major effect on aviation there. Weather for the Northeast corridor looks like mostly cloudy conditions and a possibility of some scattered showers, especially later day and evening on Monday. As temperatures range into the mid-70s. A nice day on Tuesday with highs getting up to near 80, but another area of rain moves in for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. Possibility of some showers will continue then. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. I'll have your first update for Tuesday coming up in less than 24 hours. Take care.